Thought about coming up here for about 30 seconds to a minute and looking at my watch and just saying nothing. Complete silence. And I ended up not doing that because what I'm going to talk about in the devotional is true. And that is, we hate silence, right? Awkward silence. And there's actually a speaking orator technique of, you know, just the power of silence, right? Because we're so uncomfortable with silence, right? We hate it. And so we want to do something to fill that silence, right? And you know, even in our modern world, there's always noise, right? I'm sure if we were really, really quiet, we could hear, you know, the cars going by. We can always hear something, right? And there's times where, you know, you get in your car, right? I probably most of us, maybe the older you are, you're a little better at it. The first thing we do is turn the radio on, right? Whether it's music or talk radio or something, right? We don't want to be in the car in silence. And I'm guilty, you know, at home, I might, even though I'm not watching TV, if it's quiet, I'll turn on the weather channel. That's kind of my thing, weather channel. Maybe the news, right? Because it's just weird for there to be silence sometimes. And so we seek noise, we seek that background noise. And so what I want us to think about for a moment here is that there's a lot of spiritual value to be gained from learning how to sit in true silence. So in biblical cultures, silence is a state that is regularly connected with the here and the voice of God. Psalm 46. And so we get this song here, Psalm 46. The statement in verse 10 is made, you know, Israel is in great chaos, right? You can almost sense the people in this great war-ravaged angst. And, you know, you can sense how the people are feeling, but it's in the middle of that that the writer here takes on the voice of God, and he says, be still and know that I am God. Right? In other places in Scripture, we find that God's voice is frequently heard loudest when people, you know, leave the cities, the towns, the villages away from people, right? And they force themselves into solitude and in quiet, right? Moses heard God in the wilderness of Midian. David fled from Saul to the wilderness and found God's strength. Elijah fled from Jezebel and heard the voice of God in the quiet wind on Mount Horeb. Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days to prepare for his ministry. And so I want you to think about for a moment here, if the discipline of intentional silence is so effective in enabling God's people to hear him, why don't we do it more often? Right? And I know God doesn't speak to us audibly like he did in times past in the Old Testament, but he still speaks to us today in his word. And so do you think maybe sometimes we don't want complete silence because then we're kind of trapped with our thoughts, right? That internal self-talk that God wants us to have, right? And so maybe we don't like that. We run from silence because when there is silence and we stop moving, remove the distractions, we're kind of forced to deal with those things, right? Our sin, maybe. With problems and issues that we struggle with, right? And sometimes it's just better not to think about it, right? Just plug in all the noise and distraction that we can. So I have to sit with that. And we need to see the value in being still and knowing that God is, right? And really think about these things. So a challenge I want to give to us for the remainder of the week, and hopefully you can carry it on even longer, is to find a place of solitude, unplug. Don't even bring your device, your phone in the room, or go out by a pond or in the woods or sit in your car or whatever, and sit in silence and meditate and allow that to turn into prayer. You know, open up the Word of God and study and connect with God, you know, because we're never going to be able to lay the things that we struggle with at the feet of God if we don't know what they are. And we're not going to know what they are if we're just living in constant distraction. Or at least we're not going to be honest about it. So that's a challenge for each of us the remainder of this week. Take time to be still and listen to the sound of silence. All right, this evening, we're going to sing a song of invitation here in just a moment. It's an opportunity for those who've never obeyed the gospel to say, yeah, I need to obey the gospel. I haven't done what the Bible says. Right? I haven't been immersed into Christ for the remission of my sins with a responsive faith. Right? With loving God, believing in Jesus, repenting of sins and confessing Him. Right? And so when we sing this song, think about that. Think about if you're right with God or not. You might not get another opportunity. Maybe you've done that and you've fallen away for some reason. You've separated yourself from God. Remember, He doesn't go anywhere. We leave Him when we go into a lifestyle of sin. And so for you, if that's your situation, you know, we'd love to help you with that. Pray for you, pray with you, whatever the situation might be. Just don't hesitate. Let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.